Happy Mother's Day to all of our moms. You guys have done such a wonderful job with your families. Our church is absolutely full of wonderful moms. But before we go on, let me call to your attention that there's a few people in our church today who've lost their moms recently. And this might be just a very, very difficult day for them. So I want you to keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Before we go on, let's have a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for the comfort that Jesus has promised to us. I thank you, Lord, that you will just move close to these people who have lost their moms this year. And it's going to be hard today on this Mother's Day. So, Lord, I pray you'll be close to them during this time. Father, give them grace in this time of need. We ask that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, I just want to say thank you to our wonderful moms and just show you today how much we appreciate all that you've done for your families. Billy Sunday said, "There is nothing in the world of art like the songs that Mother used to sing." And we know that's true. Another person said, "I got to grow up with a mother that taught me to believe in me." And you and I know that is so very valuable. No one can question the power and the influence of a godly mother. And one more quote, and this one from Pastor Andy Stanley. He said, "Your greatest contribution to the kingdom of God might not be something you do, but someone that you raise." So I guess it's true. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. The Bible is full of godly examples of mothers. Who could forget Hannah? Hannah was not able to have any children, and she kept praying and praying and begging God to send her a son. And finally, God answered that prayer, and the prophet Samuel was born, and what a great man that he was. Secondly, it's the Proverbs lady, Proverbs 31. And we know that to be the gold standard for mothers throughout the whole world. And no one can question Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the sacrifices that she made for her son while he was here. And finally, Paul had a follower by the name of Timothy. And Timothy was taught godly principles in how to live by his mother and grandmother, Eunice and Lois. So, again, the Bible has given us some wonderful examples for godly mothers. And I still believe that our mothers are doing a wonderful job of raising their children. For the next few moments, I would like to show you a video that really honors moms. What an awesome blessing it is to have great moms. And I had a good one. But as we went through this video, you may have noticed that there was one lady who had a mom who was an addict. Growing up, I'm sure her childhood was difficult, and she probably didn't like to talk about it all that much. Unfortunately, that's not something we talk about on Mother's Day. The people who have experienced that kind of difficulty in growing up, often we ignore them. And that's just not fair. So today, we're going to stop ignoring them. And we're going to talk about it. But first, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we can trust you to lead us in the correct way. Father, help us to encourage those who maybe had a difficult time growing up. Help us, Father, to just show them how much you love them and care for them. And Father, I pray that you will give us the words and the thoughts. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We know that the Bible does list the examples of godly women, but it doesn't gloss over the examples of ungodly women. And today we're going to look at a few of those. First is Mother Eve. Mother Eve, because of the desire for the forbidden, plunged all of humanity into chaos. Next is Lot's wife. We know that Lot was that God was going to judge Sodom, and he told Lot and his family to get out of town and don't look back. But on their way out, Lot's wife turned and looked back, and I was thinking she's probably longing for her past lifestyle, and God judged her. And next is a lady by the name of Micaiah, or Micah, who was the mother of Abijah, who ruled over Judah. Micah used her influence as the queen mother to set up idols to the fertility gods of Baal and Asherah. God judged the nation because of her actions. And last in the New Testament is Herodias. Herodias had the head of John the Baptist brought to her on a platter because he had pointed out her sin of adultery. So the Bible doesn't ignore the examples of ungodly women. We know in our world today that there's a lot of people who went through a difficult time growing up because of the influence of a negative mom. We even have some of those in our church. And I know that to be true because that's my wife's testimony from her years of upbringing. The influence of mothers is significant, either good or bad. So let me speak to you on this Mother's Day. Let me speak to those who maybe had a difficult time growing up. First, you must realize you're not alone. Over the last few years, statistics has shown that most of the child abuse cases that take place are perpetrated by the maternal mom. You're right, I was surprised too. But it just lets us know that people who went through a difficult time with their mom, you're not alone. Secondly, you have every reason to be confident in yourself. I know having a difficult childhood would make you lack self-confidence and would make it difficult for you to believe in yourself. So let me share just a few things from the Bible with you. First, in the beginning, we know that God breathed into man the breath of life. Now, we know that your mom and dad had a significant part in bringing you into the world. But don't forget, it was God that gave you the gift of life. And that gift was from Him. Secondly, David said, "You are fearfully and wonderfully made." What that means, you are a wonderful creation fashioned by the hand of God. And next, you also may have a hard time seeing yourself accurately because you were never encouraged while you were growing up. Listen, we know that God has given you very unique gifts, and He made you just the way He wanted you. You are a special, unique creation. Now I'm asking you, please view yourself through your Heavenly Father's eyes. It could change your life. So folks, listen. If we would just get God's view and God's truth and God's promises into our life, regardless of our childhood, it could change our life. You may be wondering just how God sees us, how He actually sees us. Well, David in Psalms chapter 139 gives us some insight into that, and I would like to read some of those to you. David said, "O Lord, You have examined my heart. You know everything about me. You know when I sit down or when I stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel, and You see me when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it." He continues, "You go before me and You follow me. You place Your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand." Wow, God knows you better than anybody else. David continues, I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to hell, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell in the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. God will always be with you. You will never, ever be alone. David continues, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them." Wow, and he finishes, "When I wake up, you are still with me. You are so wonderfully important to God. You are His incredible creation." Please, let's view ourselves through God's eyes. You are amazing. Through His love and His empowering presence, we can defeat anything, including our past. God created us to thrive in this world. So if you're one of those who experienced a difficult time growing up, please allow your Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, to touch you and to encourage you. God loves you, and He has proven that love for you over and over and over. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your promises. I thank you for seeing us with wonderfully beautiful eyes, and you see us as His wonderful creation. Father, I pray that everyone listening today will be able to see themselves through your holy eyes. Father, I love you. Thank you for showing us grace and loving us with an unending love. Listen, if you need to talk, please give me a call. I'd love to spend just a few moments with you.